moving through some changes. I'll never be the same. Something you did touch me. There's no one else to blame.
I'm your Friday host, William Rapillum. Welcome back to the show again for another Friday. Tonight I'm going to have David Scorpio join me, later followed by Richard Carey. I'm going to actually be covering Travis's show in the next 2 hours too, so I'm here with you guys for 3 hours tonight. I want to thank everybody who's donated to the station. I've since yesterday learned kind of a little more insight into where we're at with the station. And I want to stress to everyone that, you know, we really need consistent donations and to keep the station kind of, it's in a, kind of pretty much going by the just, you know, by hanging by a thread, really, just barely scraping by. And again, none of this, I'm not asking for money for myself, and absolutely, because I don't take money, I donate myself to the station. So so folks, again, I want to say thanks for your donations and helping, you know, but with the with getting the station back to where it needs to be and where it is now. But and for us, for the station to stabilize, we really need consistent donations and people putting donations like monthly. And so, you know, there's been some moving around, and I think, you know, with hosts leaving, I think some of the, I don't know how to track it, but I think some of the some of the donors left as well. So, you know, I mean, the dynamics of the station are changing a bit. You know, we're trying to maintain, you know, the tradition of what Stadtmiller left here, but at the same time, we're evolving. And, you know, we're Generation Xers, a lot of us. And we're going to have a different kind of flavor and maybe somewhat of a different take on things. You know, we'll bring our own personalities to it. We want to connect to you guys. You guys are our friends, and you guys can call in. And you know, we really rely on you as well for, you know, our this really family that we have here, and it really means everything. It really means everything. This is a very, very important station that we have here. But like I say, it's more than that. It's a family, and it's, you know, and but we require money to keep going, and we need the donations to keep it stable. So please consider making a consistent monthly donation if you can. Yeah, I guess that's all I'm going to say about that. So tonight, my plan is to continue with the music conversation. David Scorpio is going to be coming on. I don't know what time he's going to be here this hour. Probably, I'm going to guess, after the first break or so. But I think he might stay on also with being the following 2 hours, and then Richard's going to join us at some point as well, possibly around 9:30 Central. What's the time? Yeah, no, sorry, 10:30 Central. So it's 9 o'clock Central right now. So I came across, you know, I wanted to comment on some things. I want to just kind of touch on some, just go through the headlines here on Blacklisted News real quick. I also want to touch on this Merrick Garland speech. That's really scary. I'm going to play that clip. That's incredibly, incredibly scary, especially when you know what happened with Bolshevism. This is a full-on Bolshevik who, you listen to the sound of his voice in his speech. It's about 2 minutes long. We might as well get it out of the way. Well, let's go ahead and just play it, and then I'll comment afterwards. Mike, if you have that ready, the clip number one, Merrick Garland and the Holocaust.
Justice Department was founded in the wake of the Civil War and in the midst of Reconstruction with the first principal task of bringing to justice white supremacists and others who terrorized black Americans to prevent them from exercising their civil rights. The Justice Department's job then and now is to fulfill the promise that it is at the foundation of our democracy, that the law will treat each of us alike. That promise is also why I am here. My family fled religious persecution in Eastern Europe at the start of the 20th century. My grandmother, who was one of five children, born in what is now Belarus, made it to the United States, as did two of her siblings. The other two did not. Those two were killed in the Holocaust. And there is little doubt that but for America, the same thing would have happened to my grandmother. But this country took her in, and under the protection of our laws, she was able to live without fear of persecution. That protection is what distinguishes this country from so many others. The protection of law, the rule of law, is the foundation of our system of government. Repaying this country for the debt my family owes, for our very lives, has been the focus of my entire professional career. That is why I served in the Justice Department under five different attorneys general under both Democratic and Republican administrations. That is why I spent more than 25 years ensuring the rule of law as a judge. And that is why I left a lifetime appointment as a judge and came back to the Justice Department 2.5 years ago. And that is why I'm here today. I look forward to your questions.
And so why I'm here today is to help bring justice and help to dispel of the lies of this criminal who is a ridiculously good actor. You know, perhaps, you know, you can hear his voice cracking. He even kind of sounds like Robert F. Kennedy a little bit when he's talking. I don't know if you noticed that, which is really scary because he's all this emotion in his voice, right? So he's using this, whether he's – I'm going to not give him the benefit of the doubt because this guy is responsible for – the persecution of all of white America right now. And there is no excuse for this behavior that he's carrying out right now based on lies. The first lie was about Reconstruction and being punishment for white supremacists persecuting blacks after the Civil War. The Civil War was not about slavery. And in fact, the people that brought the slaves over to America were the Jews. This guy is a Jew. And he's trying to slough off the responsibility for what the Jews did onto white supremacy. And this is over and over and over again what continues to happen the persecution that has been committed by the Jews against everybody, blacks, whites, the white slave trade, the harvesting of organs, the bloodletting of children throughout the Middle Ages, throughout time, Pizzagate, all of these conspiracies that we've heard about, they're mostly true. I don't know of any that I've heard about that aren't true. So, but I'm not going to go down and pick apart every single one. But feel free to call in and explain. I'd like to know. I'd like to know what atrocities have taken place that the Jews have not been either directly or indirectly responsible for. So, and this is what I mean about how we're evolving as a station. I think that we do talk about the Jews a lot. Some of you guys don't like that. I think that's really unfortunate because I get it that it has a pejorative effect. I mean, it had that on me when I first started to talk about it. But listen to what Merrick Garland's actually saying. He's justifying with emotion the persecution of white people. He's lying and talking about atrocities committed against blacks by whites. And even I would stretch goes so far as to say, you know, I mean, the media also doesn't talk about the persecution from blacks to whites, right? If you look up what just happened with Andreas Probst, Probst in Las Vegas, retired police chief that was run over by a young black and a Mexican, just run over. They filmed it. You guys saw the video. It's horrible. You see that they ran him over. Then they turned around. They turned the camera back, and he was laying there lifeless on the street, and then was run over again. This innocent man was riding his bicycle on the street, and a car came up behind him. Everybody's going to be watching their backs when they're on their bicycle on the street now, because the Jews have weaponized with propaganda and lowering punishment for crime, and encouragement of killing white people, the Jews. This is a Jewish enterprise doing this, and it needs to be exposed for what it is. This Jewish terrorism, because that's what it is, they're just using proxies. How can you say that it isn't Jewish terrorism? You know, so we have an attorney general that's constantly kvetching about white supremacy, which doesn't really exist. There's no such thing as white supremacy. We've not ruled our own country for I don't know how long, maybe since the Civil War, pretty much. That was probably where I would say go back that far to say that that's where indirectly or directly this war that the South did not want, that was not about slavery. So much more to it. You got to listen to Mike Gaddy's his discussions that he does and his research. Incredible. So, all right. So I got a couple callers here. I've got Joe in Florida, and I got Scott in Arizona. So, Joe, welcome.
Hey, William. Thanks a lot for taking my call. Good to hear you tonight.
It's good to hear from you too.
Yeah. Before I forget, if you want to take this down, so I have Dr. E. Michael Jones' email address. He makes it public because this book of his, The Holocaust Narrative, is a game changer. If you want to take it, it's just jones@culturewars.com, J-O-N-E-S at culturewars.com. You've interviewed him before. Let me tell you, you need to interview him now, because this book is a game changer. It's amazing the way it goes into the details of how they created this really myth, okay, the Holocaust myth, the Holocaust narrative, and the power that they get from using that. How much power? Now, this little schmuck, this little vermin, who's the attorney general, how does a vermin like this pig become the attorney general of the United States? He is a vicious, anti-Christian bigot. And he's a schmuck who's always turning things around, you know, the Jewish inversion. Like, somehow he's a victim? Let me tell you something. This man is a persecutor. We had the great pro-life activist Mark Hauck outside Philadelphia, persecuted by this vicious Jew who despises Christians and uses the force of the federal government to attack and persecute Christians. This is the state of America today. Mark Hauck was the activist. You know, he has like children, like eight children, and one of his children was at a pro-life protest in front of an abortion clinic. And some were the other protesters, some obnoxious Jew who was there, gets up into the face of his son, Mark Hauck's son. And Mark Hauck, basically pushed this guy who was just about to attack his son at that protest, pro-life protest, and pushed him back. So they go to court. The attorney general, the local attorney general of Philadelphia, dismisses it, right? And then I think it was totally, the charges were dropped. What happens when the Jew, Moshe Garfinkel, is looking for some headlines? He pulls this case out of the blue, even though it was dismissed by the attorney general, and he uses it to persecute Mark Hauck. He sends 30 federal agents bearing submachine guns to Mark Hauck's house to arrest him. Ultimately, their attempt got defeated again, but it's just a perfect example. Yes, fake white supremacists. You know what? Are there three white supremacists in this country? I think that would be a lot, okay? You're exactly right, William. It's a fake term, okay? It's a fake term. I mean, what is a white supremacist? Give us a break. But not only that, why are the Jews the ones that are the victims because of this Holocaust narrative, right? They use that no matter what the case is. Oh, my relatives died in the Holocaust, so we have to agree to whatever nonsense you're saying. No, we don't believe it anymore. We're not falling for it anymore.
Joe, I'm giving you the golden prize for the best monologue I've ever heard you do. Fantastic. If you want to stick over for a little bit, if you got more to say, feel free to stick over. If not, what a great call.
With these five easy steps, all you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Back, folks. I got Joe on the line still, and I was just telling Joe, I don't know, I can't hear the music. You know, we're having, you know, there's some problems with the sound and stuff like that. Like our stations, some of the equipment seems to be falling apart. So we also need, you know, money to help get that back together. So like I said, folks, please, again, I want to stress, we need good, solid, regular donations. And thanks again for all of you guys who have come and donated for the donate drive that we've had, you know, to help pay the bills for this month and just get by for this month. But we're really in a precarious situation here at the station. And that's really the key, is just getting the consistent monthly donations from people. So please, folks. So, Joe, I awarded you the golden prize for the best monologue I've ever heard you do. You do some good ones. You really do. what you said, everything was so spot on. Just so spot on. We have failed to convict these criminals, these criminal Jews that are lying about this Holocaust. They're lying about everything. They're murdering us. I mean, they're literally genociding us. They've been genociding us for centuries, for at least decades. Okay, go back as far as, you know, World War One and Two, Civil War, and that's what they do. And the attention needs to be brought to it. You did a fantastic job of that. So let me let you continue, because. Other callers, but if you have anything else, please go ahead.
Yeah, no, just real quickly, I appreciate that. But you did interview Dr. Jones before, right, I think?
I did, yeah.
And you have that email now, I guess, because I know...
Well, I know his website. He has two websites, fidelitypress.org and culturewars.com. Now, it was kind of funny, because Charlie Kirk after he got lambasted in a like school auditorium or something by a guy who told him, how about the USS Liberty? And Charlie Kirk silenced the guy about the USS Liberty. He got a site, culturewar.com. So yeah, it's kind of funny what they do, right? So is that to steer people away from E. Michael Jones? People get confused and they go to Culture War thinking they're going to E. Michael Jones and they end up at Charlie Kirk.
Right. And then they hear the Zionist version of history. But that's actually his direct email, jones@culturewars.com. I'm not doing anything he wouldn't do because he gives out publicly. jones@culturewars.com. And you could actually ask him, you know, because now he's doing interviews about this amazing book, The Holocaust Narrative. The very last thing I'll say is, yeah, you know what? I think people are waking up. That's the good news. I leave on a positive note, is that it's just become too obvious, not only our government, but the whole culture, really, television and the news and movies and everything. But it's just become too many people are noticing this. I mean, our country's become too Jewish ruled to be ignorant. So people are beginning to notice, and I feel like, you know, this change is coming, and people are beginning to want to make changes, nothing violent, but like calling out Jewish power and say, wait a minute, is it a coincidence, right? Is it just a coincidence that all these things have happened just at the exact same time that America has essentially been taken over by Jewish rule? So thanks again, William. I'm glad I'm very complimented by that, too. Maybe it should be an audition for an RBN show. But I appreciate it, as usual. I like your show, too, so much. So keep going strong, and you guys.
Absolutely, Joe. Send a note to Mike, and we'll set up. I'll have you on a show. We'll do a whole show.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay.
Take care, William.
Bye. Thanks, Joe. Bye. So we got Scott in Arizona, then we got Vinny in Indiana, and Scott takes Scott first. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hi. You know, when that guy was doing his testimony thing and said his family escaped persecution in East Europe, he should have said escaped prosecution in East Europe.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, exact thing I was thinking.
Yeah, because
you know, we hear about that religious persecution. It's like a meme, right? The religious persecution in Europe. We were escaping religious persecution. And, you know, they say that's why America got founded as well. But who's really set up shop in America? I mean, America, there's never been a country that's been more used for Jewish usefulness than America, right?
And their people were suckered into it.
Hang on. If you can stay over, Scott, I'll keep you over from the break. We got the break right now, real quick. Kind of town, don't believe her when she says she's on a hunt, cooking misery. Left my heart on a shelf for way too long. Sick of time, pick it up, hold the down and fire. I saw the line of stays that came to me. So innocent, what a day.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
And I got Scott in Arizona on the line. Scott, so
yes.
I know you had more you wanted to say. So we were just talking about how he,
prosecution.
Persecution, prosecution.
Yeah. Well, I do a monthly auto pay monthly, and it's a great way to go.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been doing it for a couple years. But anyway, you know, everybody, you know how the dollar's collapsing? So, and everybody, oh, everything's so expensive. Go, yeah, because it's a worthless Jew dollar. And they kind of look dumbfounded when I say that, but it's starting to resonate. And I got the idea from them because, you know, when they're bringing in the fiat money, they're going, oh, those silver dollars are worthless, you know, that you need paper money, you know. I go, yeah, why don't we just use our propaganda against them?
You know, yeah, can't prop it up without...
$2.
Yeah. Yeah, and why do you think it's able to get propped up the way it is?
The dollar?
Yeah.
Well, they manufacture it, you know, and they force everybody to use it for oil, but that's changing now. So they won't have that.
Yeah, that's right. They force everybody.
Yeah.
Force.
So what's
that's exactly, that's the word.
And what's that, the BRICS plus six or something like that now? So that's going to demolish the dollar.
Well, that's the plan, I think. I think the Jews are absolutely, that's part of their plan, because they're, you know, deconstructing America as we speak. They've bled America dry, and now they're just, you know, like locusts that, you know, surround, what do locusts surround? They surround the harvest, the crops. They've bled it all out. And now they want to blame the people they bled dry for the crimes committed that they've committed, and then blame shift. And, you know, I mean, it's all fine. It's tikkun olam. We rule the world, and it's our God given right to rule the world, and that's what they think. And so they're carrying on. You know, they have nothing to do with God at all, except for just being. I guess being the instrument of who is supposed to the instrument of Satan, and Satan being God's chief of quality control. I don't really go into a religious direction, but go ahead.
You know that parable about taking care of the orchard, and they send the guys, and then Jews kill them, then the owner sends his son and they kill him so they could claim the right of everything. That's what they're doing now. You know what I'm talking about, that parable?
But anyway, I think you're talking about Esau and Jacob.
Taking care of the orchard, and they, you know, demolished everybody, and then the owner was away, and he says, well, I'll send my son, which would represent Jesus Christ. We sent his son, and they killed him so they could claim the rights to God, which they're trying to do now, but they're actually Satanists. As Jesus Christ explained it many times.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
That's all I got to say.
Well, Scott, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Scott in Arizona. Have a great weekend, Scott. So we got Vinny in Indiana. Hey, Vinny, welcome.
Hi, Willem.
Still there?
Hey, I got a question about what's going on in Texas. I saw the Tucker Carlson interview with Ken Paxton, I guess, who's the attorney general in Texas, and the impeachment attempt against Ken Paxton failed, and there really isn't a whole lot of news in the regular media other than the fact that, you know, Ken Paxton deserved to get impeached. It's all very anti, and I don't know, Mike, if he's available. I don't think, Willem, you don't live in Texas, do you?
No.
So, I mean, I haven't really heard other people on RBN talk about it. I heard one or two callers said that Ken Paxton should have been impeached, but that, I mean, everything I've read seems like this was orchestrated by the Democrats along with the Bush Republicans, because didn't Ken Paxton run against George Bush, the son of Jeb Bush, who wants to get into Texas politics? And he beat him in the primary 4 years ago, or 2 years ago, and they've been out to get him. And though when you listen to the interview with Tucker Carlson, it sounds like Karl Rove was a big player behind this. They wanted to get Paxton out of the way because he's the only guy stopping, he's the only one taking a stand against voter fraud. In fact, he was one of the main attorney generals who was contesting the 2020 election, and he had that case in front of the Supreme Court and all that. So I don't know if Mike has any input.
Mike, you got any input?
I try to keep an eye on Texas stuff, and I've read some stories about the Paxton thing. I mean, it just kind of looked ridiculous from the beginning, and I didn't read anything from, say, the good guys' side. I was kind of just reading mainstream and liberal rag crap. So, unfortunately, I never really could quite figure out exactly what the hell was going on, and then it just all kind of blew away a couple of days ago, a week ago or something. And then it now it seems like it's easier to kind of see what was happening, that it was just some sort of silly witch hunt. And like you said, yeah, it was Jeb Bush's son that's been digging his little fingers into stuff around here. I try to kind of, like I said, keep an eye on Texas politics, but I don't know. I got to say, I'm not very affected.
Is there anybody you show kind of like?
Well, you know, you should talk to Ron Avery. Talk to Ron Avery, man. He's here in Texas. He's a real politico kind of guy. He and Mark Anderson are the guys you would want to talk to. Mark's got some family stuff right now, so I'm not sure if he'll be around per se, but for a little while. But Ron Avery, he's a Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central, and that's a guy I think he'd probably have a pretty good grasp of.
Well,
where and when
Tucker
and who
Carlson
and what.
The interview was pretty, I mean, it was really good, but the point that Paxton made is that they're trying to block him to do any investigation or anything to stop voter fraud in the upcoming 2024 election. And basically, you know, if he can't do anything against voter fraud, Texas is going to be stolen, you know, with all their electoral votes, I mean, they're going to, you know, I mean, that would make it all, you know, virtually impossible for Trump to win the Electoral College. I mean, for anybody who still has any kind of faith in the election process.
Well, that's definitely one thing I know about Texas is we got all these liberal, slimy urban areas.
City machines.
With the unscrupulous. I mean, I really hope we can keep an eye. I'm trying to get myself pumped up to go down and work at the polling places and see what the heck's really going on. But I don't know how much, you know, I seriously doubt they're going to, like, let people at that entry level kind of thing have any idea what we're really looking at in the first place. But, you know, we do need to get involved in our elections. And these slimy, totally just unscrupulous liberal whack jobs. I mean, they run these cities like those machines that we've always kind of known about through history. That you know, now the corruption's sort of this weird, ideological.
Yeah, Paxton.
So Paxton, I got the video. I got the 2-minute interview.
Yeah, it's a good interview. If you guys watch it, I mean, it was pretty amazing. I think the fact that like. Texas politics sounds like Indiana politics. Nominally, the Republicans control the state legislature, but you got this core group of never Trumpers, and they will, or just Bush Republicans, and they will sabotage. You know, they didn't want to give Trump when he won the primary in 2016. They wanted to steal the primary vote. I mean, the delegates, so he had to pick Pence. And Pence, you know, as soon as I knew he picked Pence as vice president, I was really depressed because Pence is, you know, he's a traitor. I mean, he's a hardcore Christian Zionist, Bush functionary, and you know, he helped to sabotage. He was another big factor in sabotaging Trump's presidency.
Yeah. Hey, Vinny. So let me, before the break, play this 2-minute clip of this interview. I'm curious about it, and I appreciate you bringing it to our attention. Then I'll drop some comments, and we'll go into the break. So, Vinny, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
You too. All right, Mike, let's go ahead and roll this little 2-minute clip and hear what he's talking about.
It's been less than a week since Attorney General Ken Paxton was acquitted by the Texas Senate on all 16 charges, of impeachment, including accusations of bribery and corruption. Now he is speaking out for the first time in a sit-down interview with former Fox TV host Tucker Carlson. Chris Sonnegie with us right now in studio to break that down. So Chris, Paxton took aim at several Democrats and Republicans.
Oh, yes, Kara. And even before he was acquitted, Paxton said that he would be doing this interview with Tucker Carlson, and he used it to go on the attack, blaming Texas Republicans of working with the Biden administration, criticizing Senator John Cornyn. And here's what he had to say about Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan.
I think it's more about power for him. I don't think he particularly has an ideology. I think his is like, I want to stay in power. I've cut this deal to be speaker with the Democrats. I have to deliver. The Biden administration goes to the Democrats. I don't think the Biden administration went to Phelan. I think they went to the Democrats. And the Democrats said, this is what we want. We want him out.
Paxton said his lawsuits against the Biden administration policies were the motivation for Democrats to get him out of office, and accuses Texas Republicans of working to make it happen. The interview aired on X, the website formerly known as Twitter. Paxton also laid blame for his impeachment at the feet of prominent Republicans like Karl Rove and the Bush family. Then he began attacking the job longtime U.S. Senator John Cornyn is doing in Washington, and hinted that maybe he would try to unseat him.
Why don't you run against him?
Hey, look, everything's on the table for me. Now that I've been through this and I've seen how guys like John Cornyn have represented the state of Texas and not represented us, I think it's time somebody needs to step up and run against this guy that will do the job and do it the right way and represent us and worry about what's going on at the border.
He called Cornyn a puppet for the Bush family, so his overall message was obvious. He accuses Cornyn and Karl Rove of creating a civil war within the Republican Party, but also claims it's all coming from the very top with the Biden administration.
So aside from his impeachment, did he have anything to say about his future?
Well, he talked about how this whole process really re-energized him, that he's anxious to get back to work. Since his suspension, he's had time to think about what he also wants to do. He also took time, aside from everything, to repeat President Donald Trump's claims that the 2020 election was stolen.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, it's over, finally. Oh, jeez. It was like I was holding my breath underwater or something. We're listening to that, to be honest. I'm sorry, Vinny. But all of that minutiae and stuff, I just find it to be just kind of like blabble and sort of just meaningless just sort of blather that they put out on the mainstream media or whatever. It's just nothing. All these people, they're just playing like in a little, how do you describe it? I mean, they're carrying out the plan for the Jew. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just, I just don't really get into any of that stuff too much, cause I just don't think it matters really. Well, I don't know. But I always welcome the new information in the call. So don't feel discouraged to call in and talk about whatever you want. But that's just kind of where I'm at with all that. So I come up for air. So all right. So that's my comments on that. So we got a few minutes left. What did I want to do? You know what I'm going to read? I'm going to read an article that's sort of related to that, actually, because I want to announce to you guys that John Friend is going to be John Friend, the American Free Press writer, really based guy. He's going to be on with me on Wednesday on the National Intel Report this Wednesday. And he writes for the American Free Press. I've got The American Free Press is late in getting the news out, but you get a nice hard copy like a newspaper, regular newspaper. And if you live in a county that isn't going to try to, you know, throw away your newspaper because they don't like what it says and never get it to you, well, then you're lucky, you'll get it a little sooner maybe. But there's an article here called Weaponized. It's about government wages all out war against critics of regime. So this ties back to Merrick Garland. It ties kind of into what Joe was talking about because it's related to Trump. It was the mugshot by John Friend. It was the mugshot. Yeah. Hey, Mike, can we skip the break? I want to read this article. I guess we get one skip a break per time, right? And maybe I'll get through this in 5 minutes. Actually, it's pretty short, so I probably will. So if I get through it, then we don't skip the break. It was the mugshot. Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. All right. It was the mugshot heard round the world, appearing on the front pages of newspapers, multiple cable news programs, talk shows, and social media outlets. Former President Donald Trump's scowling mug has dominated headlines and social media feeds since he was arrested and arraigned once again, this time in Fulton County, Georgia. This marks the fourth and
indictment against the former president and leading GOP presidential contender for the 2024 election. I want to remind you folks that this is by John Friend, the guy I'm interviewing coming Wednesday, this article I'm reading. Vindictive, politically motivated prosecutors at both the federal and state level have waged an all-out lawfare campaign against Trump in an effort to stymie his presidential run, a fact clearly recognized by many Americans and certainly Trump's supporters. Following the first dubious indictment filed against Trump earlier this year in New York, Democrats and their enablers in this increasingly politicized justice system smelled blood in the water. They've worked tirelessly to manufacture any number of charges against the former president, charges that objective legal analysts argue are largely fanciful and far-fetched. Meanwhile, the FBI continues to demonstrate to those paying attention just how out of control and unaccountable the once respected federal law enforcement agency has become in recent years. The partisan, corrupt nature of the FBI has long been exposed in the pages of this newspaper, including under the Trump administration. After all, the agency played a key role in the entirely manufactured Russia collusion narrative, a political dirty trick envisioned and implemented by the Clinton campaign and its supporters in the deep state to undermine Trump's political ambitions and his entire first term in office. The criminal nature of the agency, however, has reached new heights under President Joe Biden, whose administration announced that domestic extremists, in the words of David Scorpio, domestic extremists. I hope David's listening and hearing me poking some fun at him. White ones, I'm going to do it again too. White ones in particular pose the greatest threat to the American people, not the millions of illegal aliens pouring across the U.S. border or the mobs of criminals killing one another in the U.S. cities or even the increasing number of drug addled homeless people in the streets of major American cities across the country. Domestic extremists, we continue to be told, pose the greatest threat. You know, people who question the 2020 election or are skeptical of the official narrative surrounding the COVID pandemic or who are just average America first patriots. The illegal tactics utilized by the FBI to entrap average American citizens as part of its war on election deniers, COVID skeptics, and other dissidents and American patriots is shameful. The agency's lawlessness and disregard for basic human decency is approaching levels never reached in its history, as several recent FBI raids on American citizens under extremely murky circumstances make clear. In case you missed it, and you probably did, considering the mass media has, in typical fashion, dropped the ball in reporting on these related stories, see our articles on page 4, 6, 8, 11, 12, 15, 17, and 23 of this issue for more. All of this is occurring as mountains of evidence, testimony, and long-concealed dirty details pile up regarding the Biden crime family, which so far has faced little official scrutiny from law enforcement officials. While Democrats and liberal pundits wail about MAGA Republicans and Trump undermining democracy and holding up progress in America, Biden and his son are being revealed to be corrupt influence peddlers selling the American Republic out to the highest foreign bidder for their profit. Who will step up to restore sanity and the rule of law in America? Well, it certainly isn't Merrick Garland, is it? Merrick Garland is carrying out lawfare, Jewish lawfare, Jewish persecution. It's really too bad that people don't know the history of Bolsheviks in Russia, because that's exactly what's happening now. It's unfolding exactly like it did then. And, geez, if it continues, the bloodshed, the torture, the rape, the murder, the horrific crimes committed against the Russian people, the Ukrainian people in the Holodomor, and other atrocities that were committed against them, and in Eastern Europe at the hands of the Jews. So Jews did this, and they're trying to do it again. They are doing it again, and people are asleep. And that is the scary, scary, scary thing. And this guy's up there, you know, spouting off his nonsense, his lies that are easily provable, disprovable. So David Scorpio didn't quite make it. I guess he would get here a third after. But he'll probably be with me, see if I got any messages from him in the next hour. Richard will be with me in the next couple hours, but I'm going to I'll save that for when I get to that show. So what else can we get in here in the next couple of minutes? Let me get on some blacklisted news here and read off a few headlines real quick. This is what I always mean to do, but I don't ever get to. Harvard's Jacinda Ardern calls on the United Nations to crack down on free speech as a weapon of war. Jacinda Ardern may no longer be Prime Minister of New Zealand. Oh, man, that woman. But she was back at the United Nations continuing her call for international censorship. Ardern is now one of the leading anti-free speech figures in the world and continues to draw support from political and academic establishments. Yeah, it's a really disgusting human being. Yeah. Feign to call her a human being. You want to silence people. Canada sentenced pastor to prison for protesting coronavirus lockdowns. A court in Alberta, Canada sentenced pastor Arthur Pawlowski on Monday to 60 days in prison for a speech for Freedom Convoy truckers in 2022. All right. There's one other real quick before. Well, there's a few couple other. A nation of snitches. DHS is grooming Americans to report on each other. Are you among the 41% of Americans who regularly attend church or some other religious service? Do you believe the country is about to collapse and the government will soon declare martial law? I'm going to actually want to open this one and read a little more in it. Okay, here's a quote. I said something about Hitler. Let me see what this says. There were relatively few secret police in most... Oh, we're at the end of the show, folks. Thank you for coming to the Punch Bowl, you guys. Please don't forget to donate to RBN and do a regular donation if you can. I'm going to be in the next show, so I'm just going to continue on here for the next 2 hours. So otherwise, have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk to you later.
And I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Truth.